Let's introduce the director of the festival, our favorite lady of the hour, Dallas Allen.
Good morning. I guess it's afternoon now, and so I can say good afternoon. Thank you for being here. This is a very, very special concert. These six award winners that came from the 32 that we all listened to last Saturday and Sunday. And they're very, very excited to be here, and I'm sure a bit nervous. But again, they know, especially by now, that that you are here to support them and love them, and you really want to hear their songs. And they've all had an amazing week being here and being in the campfires. And so I am now going to introduce Rod Kennedy, who is the founder of the Kerrville Folk Festival and produced it for the first 32 years. He is going to share just a bit of the history and the importance and just what new folk means to us and why it is such a big, important, special part of the heart of the festival. And so please welcome Rod Kennedy.
Well, when you're a senior, you get to sit down. So this is an important part of the festival, and I'll try to tell you the surprising way that this came into being. First of all, the festival came into being with a call from the governor's office. And it was the director of arts and humanities saying, the tourism people are building an arts and crafts fair at Kerrville, but it ends at 5 o'clock and they want something at night to keep the tourists here. So welcome, tourists. I was touring with Peter Yarrow in November of 1971. I had a call from George Ween, the producer of Newport, and with whom I had co-presented half a dozen jazz festivals. And George said, Peter, Paul, and Mary broke up. I said, yeah, I know, in Austin, 1970. And he said, Peter's going out by himself. Would you be his entourage? So I said, yes. At that time, I was as far right as he was left, and we had a really charging relationship. I had always thought he was a bomb thrower, and he turned out to be the most passionate, dedicated humanitarian that I'd ever met. And he changed me. I don't think I changed him, however. So I said, well, and this was 7 months before the first Kerrville Folk Festival was going to happen, because I told the state, I'll take care of it. So we set up to have a festival at the little auditorium downtown for June 1, 2, 3. We didn't have any idea about what Peter was going to say, but I noticed that on our state tour, that at every gig, kids were sitting on the steps to the back door wanting Peter to hear their songs. And by gosh, even after the touring, of course, he was quite a lot younger there. We all were. But anyway, he listened to everybody's song. And then we were on the road, I think, somewhere between Arlington and the next date. And he said, I understand you're going to have a folk festival. And I said, yeah, it's in June. And he said, I'd like to come. I said, well, we're only paying $100. He said, I'm going to come and I'm going to stay 3 days. And I'm not worried about the money. And I said, okay. He said, do you have a way for kids who have no connection to the music business to get in front of a crowd? I said, well, the people we got booked, there's only two of them that got record labels, Michael Martin Murphy and Carolyn Hester, the only two that have record labels. And he said, no, I'm not talking about that. I mean, they don't have any connection to the music business. How do they start? Where do they go? And I said, oh. He said, you know, we had Newport, at Newport, we had new folks concerts. And Steve, who are some of those people that showed up at Newport as kids? Joni Mitchell,
James Taylor,
Chris Christopherson.
And one other that I can't remember. Those were the four new folks in 1967.
Who was the Indian girl?
Oh, Buffy.
Buffy, yeah. That's where she made her debut. And later, Carolyn Hester and Alan Damron from this festival. So I said, well, no, we don't really have anything like that. What do you do? And he said, you just put the word out, and they'll show up. And I said, what about the rules? He said, you take care of the rules for your own festival and see how it goes. So we put a story in the paper, and let's see, 24 entries showed up, 1972. The main stage artists were Mance Lipscomb, Michael Martin Murphy, and some others. 2,800 people came to the festival and paid $2.50 a ticket to get into the hall. The new folk was interesting, it was exciting. It wasn't as structured as it is now. We had no rules because we didn't know about repeat appearances year after year. Bill Oliver taught us that, however, but he was here six times and became our canoe master as a result. So you get paddled if you win. The new folk people that were kind of at the top of the heap out of those 24 included Bobby Bridger, who later wrote our anthem, Butch Hancock, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Joe Ely, and Bill Oliver. We were pretty pleased with it, and we decided to make some changes. And we knew that there were people that took a bus from New York City for three whole days to get to Texas to sing two songs. Seemed like a pretty big beating to us. And so we thought, well, we'll add some money to this. And we never put an order or marked anybody. So we requested that we get some good judges, and always seeking to find artists who have toured, recorded, and produced records, perhaps, and then later on, we began to add at least one new folk winner from the previous year to the judges' panel. I don't know if you did that this year or not. I can't remember. See, she makes her own path. So anyway, the next year, we had 54 entries. Wow, we bumped up to 30 more. Price went up to $350 for the concerts. We had 5,600 attending, and it was almost a riot. We had a concert Friday night, a concert Saturday night, and a concert Sunday night. And then we went back and did a second concert Saturday night from 10 to midnight, which kind of set our town on its ear. Except that the mayor, at the end of that concert, was standing on his chair, cheering like crazy. Now, that year, we had Jerry Joe Jones and Bill Stoner from Plum Nelly and a girl named Courtney Campbell. Some of you from different parts of the country will recognize those names. I'd almost forgotten them until I started doing some research. Willie Nelson, B.W. Stevenson, Jerry Jeff Walker, Townes Van Zandt were among the artists, and also Kenneth Threadgill, after whom this theater was named. I'm not going to go through the whole decade, but the following year, we lost three. We went down to 51. I don't know what happened. 1974... The first award winners were Denim, George Ensley, Vince Bell, and Lucinda Williams, who later won a Grammy. And the artists, we were outside in 1974 on this property for the first time. The campgrounds was completely unknown to us. It was just a big bunch of burned trees and stuff. And we didn't even know Chapel Hill was here until a year later. The artists on the main stage were asleep at the wheel. Ray Wiley Hubbard, who had been with his own trio the first year, Uncle Walt's band, and Peter Yarrow became a regular annual performer at $100 a year. It eventually went up. Dallas saw to that. Chubby Wise, who wrote Orange Blossom Special, Flaco Jimenez, Willis Allen Ramsey, who wrote that, what was that song? Yeah, Muskrat Love, Muskrat. Okay, and the Shake Russell Band, which was called something else at that time. So at any rate, as we progressed, we got it a little more organized. Finally in 75, here outdoors, it rained like heck, and we had 3,700 people over 5 days. The award winners from New Folk were Tom Russell, Bill Hames, and Mark David McKinnon, who became George W.'s press officer. He was seen on television telling the truth every time. And the artists were Guy Clark, Billy Joe Shaver, the Bluegrass Review. The guitar player was Vince Gill in that little band. Augie Myers, Red River Dave, who wrote the ballad of Amelia Earhart, incidentally. Alan Fontenot's Cajun Band, and so forth. Peter Yarrow, because of the rain, Peter Yarrow headlined a benefit concert a little later that month, and we cut our losses in half. So Peter began the financial support of the festival. It was Peter's idea to do New Folk, but he thought it was New Folks. We showed him. And in 76, it was our fifth anniversary. Through the years, I'm not going to do every year now because this will take us forever. But through the years, Texas New Folk Award winners. Now, we had a lot of national winners like David. Huh? No, okay. No, the young, Wilcox, yeah, David Wilcox and John Gorka and others. But I pulled my research from some research I'd done on Texas artists. So included Rick Beresford, it seems to me, was at the Songwriter School and director of it for the last 20 years. I think this was his 20th anniversary. Steve Earle, Nancy Griffith, Eric Taylor, Tish Hinojosa, Kent Finley, who has a little music stand down in San Marcos. Hal Michael Ketchum, Slade Cleaves, Jimmy LaFave, Karen Mall. Is she up today? Brent Mitchell, Sisters Morales, and many others. So by our 20th anniversary, we were drawing 25,000 fans, 500 New Folk entries, and history goes on. It's obvious to certainly to all the songwriters who entered this event that this is not a talent contest. It is a thoroughly, just like we picked artists for our main stage, because we're picking artists for somebody's main stage when we try to select the 10 leaders out of a group of what is now 32. It was originally 40. We found out we couldn't give them enough time over 2 days to make that work, so we cut it back to 32 who would receive the award money. We have turned away here from electronic special kinds of miscellaneous activity to make the show exciting, because we believe the word from the heart is what counts for all of us, and so never refer to this as a contest. We refer to it as a songwriter's competition. Whether that has any more dignity or not, in our minds it does. And there are so many events now that there were no open mics in those days. There were no song contests, songwriter contests, and at least so far as we know, there were no house concerts in this part of the country. So we were really pioneering at the time that we did it. And we're very pleased to see the success of a lot of our artists, and we hope for the best for the 10 that are here today. And I'm very proud to have Dallas carrying on the things and the standards and the ideals that I were heartfelt by myself as a Korean veteran who felt he had to do something to make life better for a whole lot of people. Is life better for you people? Okay. Thank you very much.